This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Don't forget, Major League Spring Training Baseball winding down, one more week to go here. And we're also broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same exact way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go there and take advantage of all the different things that we have over there. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, here is Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Now, we teased this before we hit this top of the hour. There's a story that was posted in the New York Post today. Apparently, it's a writer's story, which also sources the AP and also sources the U.S. Army because of a quote made by a general that Iran has threatened to kill a U.S. Army general in Washington, D.C. and attack the D.C. base that's there. Now, there's a couple of issues we have with this, but when you've seen this article, correct?
I have.
What do you think?
Well, they picked up some chatter that they, you know, who the they is, it's hard to tell. But they picked up some chatter that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps still has an issue with the United States killing Qasem Soleimani. So they... we're having these little discussions about a possibility of what they can do right in Washington, D.C. at Fort McNair.
Uh-huh.
And so the general there has asked, since the killing of Qasem Soleimani, for additional security.
Uh-huh.
And he has been denied. He's asked for it for about 2 years. And the Congresswoman, Eleanor Norton Holmes,
mm-hmm.
Says she's got top security clearance, or she's got security clearance, I shouldn't say top security clearance, and she says she has yet to see any kind of evidence, and she wants some evidence that would justify additional security at Fort McNair. So they spoke about a swimmer who had been...
Right.
You know, part of what they thought to be a threat, and that wasn't enough for anybody. So having said all that, we don't know where we are with this, but let's not forget, it wasn't but, what, just a couple of weeks ago that Iran said that they had assets in the United States.
Yep.
So there's some significance to that, and I did not see any reference to any of the articles referring again to that in with regard to adding additional security to Fort McNair. So we are where we are.
Yes, we are. In the meantime, a video actually surfaced over the weekend, once again, of Joe Biden. And I even hate to discuss this because it's showing me more elder abuse going on right in front of my eyes. But videos of Joe Biden that appear dazed and confused aren't exactly rare these days. The latest example is fairly stark. He's clearly not mentally well and has a hard time performing the basic duties of office because it shows him on a tarmac getting off Air Force One, and all he had to do was walk to the helicopter, and he couldn't even figure out. It was obvious that he was supposed to get on a helicopter. He stopped and talked to an officer, then talked to a command sergeant major, then walked the wrong way away from the helicopter, was literally stopped and turned towards the helicopter by a Secret Service agent, and Kamala Harris came over, patted him on the back, and pointed him towards the helicopter, and then he finally climbed on the helicopter. I mean, there's something really wrong with Joe Biden.
Yes.
And we need to demand, and I don't understand why a doctor isn't saying, oh, he's okay, or we've examined him. They haven't done any of that, to my knowledge. I mean, what the hell?
Well, they may very well have done that, but they're not going to let any of that come out in the media. That's a national security problem.
It is as it is now.
Well, yeah, but we don't know what is going on with his doctor at that White House. We have no idea. And nobody is, except for Steve Hilton, that I've heard over at the Next Revolution, mm-hmm. talking about the 25th Amendment. You know, they were all too happy to do it with Trump on virtually everything.
Right.
So, yeah, we don't know where we are with this one, but the bigger thing is that our allies and our enemies are watching all of this very closely.
They are.
Don't think that they're not plotting. Cause
they are.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. You bet they are, and this is when the rubber meets the road, folks. There's something wrong with Joe Biden. We can all see it. Meanwhile, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, pretty lady. And coming Saturday, March the 27th, I will be at Moss Nissan for the March Mania tailgate event from 12 noon to 3 p.m. You can join me there. Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be the host of the games that they'll have there, including Cornhole, Tiki Toss, Giant Zynga, and Yard Pong. And yes, there will be some prizes. You can enjoy the tournament games on Tailgate Pro Entertainment's giant screen TV. They're the same people that set up in the parking lot at Raymond James Stadium for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, there'll be plenty of free food and drinks, too. Look me up while you're at the event. I'll have something very special to make your deal at Moss Nissan especially sweet. A $500 coupon means what it says, $500 off the vehicle that you want to buy, whether it's new or pre-owned. Remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party, and I'll see you this Saturday, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan, US 19 at 54 in Newport Richey. And you might even see a surprise movie star show up. Huh, Denise?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, I was watching television yesterday, and I couldn't help but notice Alejandro Mayorkas get on there again and not only not know what the hell he's talking about, but sit right there, stare right in the camera, and lie about the border. What the hell is going on?
Look, when you go on the Sunday morning talk shows, you're given advance notice, obviously, because they have to schedule it. All right. And then they are given these talking points that they are to use as answers to any kind of questions that are presented to them. And often they're also rehearsed. So whatever this cat said were not his own words.
No.
You know, that came from communications people in the Biden administration.
Yeah, he was sitting there with the deer in the headlights look, staring into the camera. It almost looked like he was reading a teleprompter.
Well, I mean, it's probably, you know, something that they put up in front of him, you know, so he's looking at it when it looks like he's looking at the camera. Remember, it was a remote interview.
Well, he doesn't impress me. I think he's the wrong person for the job. I believe
he needs to go. Yeah. He needs to absolutely go. Mm-hmm. I mean, this cat has no concept. And I would say it's not all entirely his fault. He never should have been in the position to begin with. So, you know, this all goes to whoever decided to put his name in the hopper to be Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, which also, too, I might remind you, was not Biden.
Right. Now, yeah, that's right. Now, a little noticed but wholly damning peer-reviewed study published in the Journal of Science, Public Health, Safety, and Law last October revealed then that the CDC, fronted by little Dr. Anthony Fauci, disregarded federal laws and regulations in changing how the government counts deaths from COVID, inflating the mortality numbers as a result.
I have not read that, so it would be reckless for me to comment on that. But none of that, if accurate, would surprise me in the least. You know, the death of the new, to be new congressman.
Right.
I think he's from Louisiana. The
Julia,
died.
Julia Letlow. She just won the seat.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. They are chalking his death up to COVID-19. Well, he contracted it.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's not what killed him.
Yeah.
And therein lies, I think, what, you know, the rule change, if you will. We seem to be finding that out more and more, that if there's a gunshot wound and somebody has a virus, they
yeah.
didn't die of a gunshot wound. You know, they died of COVID-19.
Now, we also have a situation in North Carolina where federal attorneys have been investigating allegations of voter-related fraud for about 18 months, on Friday announced that they had arrested a total of 24 people, additional people, and 20 of them were illegal aliens in alleged mail-in ballot voter fraud.
Okay.
Simple as that.
I think the congressman out of South Florida said it even on TV over the weekend. I think he said it right. This is modern-day slavery. The Democrats are using illegals really for anything.
Yep.
You know, what are we going to do to these cats that get arrested? Are we just going to deport them? Probably. Does that matter at all to Democrats?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Well,
yeah, there's plenty of that.
All right. Well, Donald Trump is coming back to social media with his own social media website server, the whole nine yards. It looks like it'll be a couple months from now, and stay tuned for more information. But it's going to be a major, major, major player in the game. He anticipates up to 10 million people right off the bat to be over there on that website, and I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
Well, I mean, if you take any portion of the people that voted for him, then the answer to that, yeah. I really do hope, however, that wherever these servers are, they are not on U.S. soil. Sadly so.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that, too. All right, well, remember Operation Warp Speed and all the things that were going on there. We had a factual document come out over the weekend that proves no shadow of a doubt about it that 90% of the Biden vaccine rollout plan is identical to Donald Trump's.
Yes.
Are you surprised?
No.
Well, they acted like as if they were just couldn't believe it. These clowns that were out there, they're talked about it. But anyway, this is what it is. How about Miami Beach?
Well, now let's talk about that one for a second. Because the majority, well, no, I shouldn't say the majority. A large portion of the spring breakers in Miami Beach are not spring breakers.
That's right.
They're local residents that decided that this was their time under cover of spring break to let loose and party. And they, for the most part, almost, you know, destroyed Miami.
Yeah.
They've arrested over 1,000 people. And, you know, it's not that I think that they were, that Miami was unprepared for spring breakers. I think they were unprepared for the number of local residents.
Right.
That decided that they were gonna, you know, take advantage of this. But all kinds of curfews and all kinds of, you know, closing bridges and
yep.
So forth and so on. But we had a fairly chilly weekend, so maybe they all went home.
If they did, they're all up here because you should have seen the crowd up here when I got here yesterday. But anyway, is what it is. Okay, your buddy Gordon Chang says, and I quote, China and Russia do not respect Joe Biden, and they are currently testing the USA.
Well, that's correct. He and I have spoken many times, and don't think that they're not plotting. Don't think our adversaries are not plotting, because they are. And they will test this administration. I would say that the first test came from this high-level meeting that we had in Alaska.
Yep.
That did not go very well.
Nope.
And the interesting thing is the adversaries are using our crisis on domestic policies and domestic issues against us.
You bet.
Where's Miss Susan Rice now? Because remember, she's in charge of domestic policy.
Correct.
For the Biden administration. So, when it comes to all things Antifa and Black Lives Matter and cancel culture.
All righty, kiddo. We got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out. See what she has to offer. You'll be glad you did. And in the meantime, I will be right back. Don't go nowhere. No how. I shall return.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden said Sunday that he plans on visiting the southern border at some point as border authorities struggle to deal with an historic number of illegal crossings into the United States. Biden took questions from reporters as he returned to the White House, saying that his administration could do more to get the message to migrants not to leave their home countries.
Are you thinking of going to the border?
At some point I will, yes.
Do you want to see firsthand what's going on in those facilities?
I know what's going on in those facilities.
Why do you think the message to the migrants telling them to stay home, just don't come now, why do you think that hasn't resonated yet? What more can be done, sir?
A lot more. We're in the process of doing it now, including making sure that we reestablish what existed before, which was they can stay in place and make their case from their home country.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But you can check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida, U.S. of A. So you have the 2 campuses, Concord, Mass., and Clearwater, Florida. I would ask you to consider taking the tour of one of those facilities if you are seriously considering becoming an aviation maintenance tech, which is an extremely high-paying job
that gives you a guaranteed future. You will never be out of work. They always need aviation maintenance techs somewhere in the world that we live in. Now, the phone number to call for an appointment to take the tour is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. That is the number to call. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment when you do, and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Massachusetts in Concord outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay area. Number again, one last time, 800-659-2080. Become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and you'll be in charge of your future forever. Well, any delay in the American troop withdrawal likely would have to be negotiated with the Taliban under the terms of the U.S.-Taliban deal signed last year. Joe Biden is currently considering leaving troops in Afghanistan until the end of November. We'll see how that works out. By the way, Russia hosted a peace conference for Afghanistan, bringing together government representatives, the Taliban, and international observers in a bid to help to jumpstart the country's stalled peace process. It really didn't do much. But did you think it would? Now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who failed miserably with the Chinese last week and literally got his lunch handed back to him on a plate because China used its influence with North Korea to push Pyongyang towards denuclearization, and he's hoping that they will do it again. China didn't give him an answer up, down, or any other way. When Donald Trump was around, they actually tried to help. Now, the U.S. military is focusing on identifying extremist organizations in the United States that are trying to recruit members from within the armed forces, and there are several of them trying to do that for nefarious reasons. You'll hear more about that in the days and weeks to come. Now, the Navy isn't doing a great job of arguing for the service to expand to face the growing maritime threat from China, as two members of the House Armed Services Sea Power and Projection Forces Subcommittee said last week. Who knows where that will go? But right now, we know that the Chinese have us outmatched in the South China Sea, and they are trying to be more and more aggressive. Now, the Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group has been training and drilling with the Turkish Navy in the Mediterranean Sea. They conducted a passing and communications exercise with them this past week, and it ended over the weekend. Also, U.S. Marines, soldiers, and airmen for nearly 2 weeks polished a new approach to island warfare in the Western Pacific designed to deny the surrounding seas to potential adversaries like, gee, China? Could be, huh? And the Army intends to field the first iteration of its MAPS navigational system on armored vehicles this year, as it pushes to begin initial production of a more capable version in fiscal year 2022. Now, the military has been involved for a little while down on the border. They've been logistically helping out, backing up the Customs and Border Patrol. And in some areas where the border fence wasn't, they were actually doing surveillance, monitoring the people coming across the border to report them to authorities so they could stop them and turn them around or take them into custody, whatever the case might happen to be. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm going to read this directly from the statement made by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, from his website, which is 45office.com. It says, "We proudly handed the Biden administration the most secure border in history. All they had to do was keep the smooth-running system on autopilot. Instead, in the span of just a few weeks, the Biden administration has turned a national triumph into a national disaster. They are way in over their heads and taking water fast. The pathetic, clueless performance of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the Sunday shows was a national disgrace. His self-satisfied presentation in the middle of the massive crisis he helped to engineer is yet more proof he's incapable of leading the DHS. Even someone of Mayorkas' limited abilities should understand that if you provide catch and release to the world's illegal aliens, then the whole world will show up. Furthermore, the Mayorkas gag order on our nation's heroic border agents and ICE officers should be the subject of an immediate congressional investigation. But it's clear that they are engaged in a cover-up, a huge cover-up, to hide just how bad things truly are on the border. The only way to end the Biden border crisis is for them to admit their total failure and adopt a profoundly effective, proven Trump policies. Amen to that one. They must immediately complete the wall, which can be done in a matter of weeks. They never should have stopped it. True. They are causing death and human tragedy in addition to the obvious drugs are pouring into our country at record levels from the southern border, not to mention the human and sex trafficking. This administration's reckless policies are enabling and encouraging crimes against humanity. Our country is being destroyed right in front of our eyes. Donald J. Trump. Couldn't have said more truer words if I'd written that myself. And you know, for you folks that are sitting on your duff, that don't know what to do, stick around. I'm going to tell you. By the way, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Captain Matt Bruce here. Join me this Saturday from noon to 3 for the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be the host of the games, including Cornhole, Tiki Toss, Giant Zynga, and Yard Pong. Enjoy the tournament games on Tailgate Pro Entertainment's giant screen TV. Plenty of free food and drinks, too. Look me up while you're at the event. I'll have something to make your deal at Moss Nissan especially sweet. Remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment. For your next corporate or private tailgate party, I'll see you this Saturday, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey.
All righty, and I will be there Saturday, March 27th, from noon to 3. By the way, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Listen, I want you to hear something here, and then we're going to comment about it. So here we go right, yeah.
Gritty Energy sold power to consumers at wholesale prices plus a $9.99 monthly fee. Its rates skyrocketed during the February deep freeze when state grid operators raised wholesale prices. The company blamed its situation on the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which operates the power grid in most of the state. Gritty said ERCOT kept wholesale prices at the state's legal cap for too long.
So, what that all boils down to is you've got a company called Gridley Energy that went bankrupt because they weren't getting enough for the power they were selling to ERCOT, which is the Texas Energy Commission.
Well, yeah, there's this whole entire scenario which took place in Texas. Again, you just had a complete failure and breakdown in regards to put any fail safes in case bad stuff happens. You know, the same way, you know, 99.99999% of us will never use our home insurance policy, but we have one anyway. Again, we have to have one if you've got a mortgage, but, you know, you have it there for a reason. And, you know, they didn't have the proper fail-safe measures on a lot of the wind turbines that they had set up there like they do in other places because they didn't expect this to happen. Again, you know, that's a problem. I mean, without a doubt, you're going to have to protect yourself, especially if you're going to go in that direction and if you're going to utilize those types of energy sources. There's risks involved. I mean, Ray Lutz, oh, yeah, look, we're sustainable, we're green, we have windmills and solar, but guess what? They don't work all the time. They're contingent upon exactly that, the weather, and the weather changes. And it can be sometimes quite unpredictable, like anything else, and you need to be protected from that, and they just didn't do it.
You betcha. Now, here's one for you. The former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, Lawrence Summers, warns that the U.S. now has the least responsible financial policy during the past 40 years under President Joe Biden. Holy cow.
Well, listen, I mean, I make fun of Larry Summers all the time. I call him the smartest man in the entire world. Just ask him. He'll always tell you how smart he is. And again, he's been wrong on many, many things, or off to several degrees. But I have to say, I couldn't agree with him more. I would almost give this Master the Obvious Award.
Yeah.
Can anybody out there, I mean, tell us a point in time where we were more fiscally irresponsible? I mean, it's out of control now. And, you know, they're in full boat. I mean, it's modern monetary theory. Let's just keep printing as much as possible. They're not done with this $1.9 trillion. They want more.
Now, I'm all about buying products that are made in America and helping companies to make products that are made in America. But here's something interesting. For a lot of people that order things, they don't pay attention to where they come from, do they?
Well, I don't think that – I think some people do, but I think they more or less do, you know, maybe with food more than they do anything else. Maybe sometimes with, you know, certain types of clothes or whatnot, but, I think we're just kind of gotten used to the fact that, most of their stuff is outsourced overseas.
The congested ports and supply chains woes has hit the United States, not only the factories, but also the retail stores with deliveries taking months in some cases to show up from where, you ask? China.
It's much worse. I mean, I'm amazed at how how far behind stores are. I mean, even for, you know, pieces of furniture, you go in, they're like, oh, we don't have it. You have to order it. And they're telling you 6-8 months down the road before you can get these things. Right now, I mean, certain auto manufacturing plants have, shutting down and furloughing workers because they can't make any more cars because they don't even have the computer chips to go ahead and do that. So it's a supply chain mess right now.
Well, Ford is making their pickup trucks without the computer chips. And
they can't finish a lot of these things, and they're furloughing some of their workers because they can't get a hold of them. And these chips are in everything. I mean, you don't think about it. Your washing machines and your microwaves and everything. So it's slowing the entire supply chain down.
Let your battery go dead in one of your more modern cars and watch and see what happens with a chip. You can't even open the door.
Oh, I know.
All right. Well, Joe Biden has authorized some $86 million in hotel rooms for illegal aliens, and no, they're not staying at Motel 6.
86, wow. I mean, I get some of these hotels that have been shut down are going to be thrilled again. That's, but again, what's going to happen on the other side? We saw what happened with that, with the homeless in New York City. Where are you going to put him? I mean, he looks horrible right now. He's allowing everybody in, and he doesn't want to have the whole put kids in cages thing put on him. Not that the media would ever blame him for anything like that. And they're not allowing the press down to pay attention to any of this or to document any of this. It's a disaster. What do you expect was going to happen? I mean, he said, hey, listen, you know, It's like the movie Animal House. Excuse me, sir. Is this the Delta House? Please come on in. Yeah, sure. Come on in. Everybody's coming on in.
And San Francisco, that cut $125 million from their police department, is going to use some of that, not all of it, for not only the arts, but also for the homeless people to get them off the streets and put them in hotels.
Well, listen, I mean, San Francisco is San Francisco. I see stories like this in certain parts of the country. I'm like, yeah, well, you voted for this. This is where you want to live. And if you want people, you know, sleeping and urinating and defecating in your streets and shooting up and doing drugs and allowed to do whatever they want, well, you know, that's your choice. I mean, I don't live there. And if I did, I'd move.
Yeah. By the way, Stephen Moore, and the economist Stephen Moore, says the economy is in a strong recovery mode from the shutdowns, but he also said it will not stay that way when the tax hikes cut, because it's going to be like throwing a wet blanket on the economy.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be problematic again. Most of the country, most of the people are economic ignoramuses. They're like, oh, look, it's raising corporate taxes. Corporate taxes are corporate tax on you. Businesses are just going to pass that cost on down to their customers. Most people fail to realize that. Again, higher regulation, higher taxes leads to more of a stagnant growth model. I mean, we saw that under Obama. It was we couldn't get out of our own way at that point in time. We're going to have a bit of a bounce back, but you want that to be sustainable. And if you continue to raise taxes, I don't see that's how it's going to be the case. But again, what are we going to do? I mean, we got to keep printing money at this level. I mean, we talked about this, and I talk about it on a regular occasion.
Yep.
Inflation is another form of taxation, and that's where we're at too.
Well, the Fed says it's going to end the relaxed capital requirements for large banks.
They're going to do what?
End the relaxed capital requirements for large banks.
Well, I don't think that they've been too relaxed, quite frankly. I think that they've pretty been pretty tough, and I think that, because the money that banks can keep at the Fed, they're getting that interest rate due to reserves from the Fed. I think it has kind of hampered lending. I think that the Fed needs to have policies that encourage banks to give more loans out to small businesses and get banks back to the business that they're supposed to be, funding America, and they're not. They're investment banks now, and they're finding other ways to make money rather than lending, and I don't think that that's very good for getting the economy back on track.
And finally, the Fed's Jerome Powell said the U.S. will emerge stronger than ever from the pandemic.
Okay, I mean,
we can't go down, so we got to go up, right?
It's great. I mean, we're going to come back to some degree. I just think it's going to be a major change. We don't know what's going to be on the other side.
Sure.
We've got major, major changes that are taking place in regards to how people work, how things are going to be structured, and it's going to take some time. It could happen overnight.
All right, my friend, it's time to say goodbye until tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and we look forward to talking to you in the morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things he has to offer, and take advantage of his service. I will be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.